USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British officials are saying that the Kremlin plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine and has a potential candidate ready. They say that Yevhen Muriev, a former member of parliament in Ukraine, would be considered if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides to invade the country. Moscow denies the accusations, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken describes concerns about Russia.
We've been concerned and have been warning about exactly these kind of tactics for weeks. And we talked about that publicly, that Russia would try to, in some way, topple or replace the government. Just a few days ago, we sanctioned 4 Russian agents in Ukraine who were engaged in destabilizing activities. This is very much part of the Russian playbook.
Blinken appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine are on standby to be evacuated if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A rare wildfire in the month of January in Monterey County, California, is being fueled by strong winds. Almost 1,500 acres of brush and redwood trees have burned in Big Sur, California, since the fire began on Friday. Wildfire expert Craig Clements.
Given the fact that we haven't had rain all January, and we had a big wind event, offshore wind event, you know, these are the conditions that lead to wildfires, typically in the fall, not in January.
The fire is now 25% contained. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated along California's central coast near the fire. The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. They stress this is for outpatients who have mild to moderate symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A woman in Connecticut is taking a tech giant to court over the addictiveness of social media.
A Connecticut mother is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that runs Snapchat. The lawsuit says after 11-year-old Selena Rodriguez took her own life in 2021, they learned that she'd been addicted to social media, and the suit claims the girl's suicide was, in its words, caused by the defective design, negligence, and unreasonably dangerous features of their products. The statement claims Snapchat knowingly and purposefully designed, manufactured, marketed, and sold social media that's unreasonably dangerous as being designed to be addictive to young users. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.